So let's review. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Nachman says in the name of Rav that we passing like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that Toilin Kol Chamesh, during the fifth hour of Erev Pesach, 10 to 11 a.m., Chametz may not be eaten, but we do not burn it until after 11 a.m., as Rashi in the Mishnah explains. During the fifth hour, Chametz is Aser B'Achila but Mutar B'Hana. For example, he may feed it to his animals. The Gemara explains why Rav did not passing like the other opinions in the Mishnah. Rav did not paskin like Reb Meir, who holds that the chametz may still be eaten in the fifth hour, even though it seems that a stam mishnah follows the opinion of Reb Meir, as the very first mishnah of the second parak states, "Kol shoshem mutar lechol ma'achel." As long as one may eat chametz, he may feed it to his animals, which implies that when it's aser for him to eat the chametz, it is also aser for him to feed it to his animals. However, the Gemara explains that this stam mishnah actually follows the opinion of Reb Gamliel, who holds that only truma may be eaten in the fifth hour. And the Mishnah is teaching that as long as a kayin is permitted to eat chametz of truma, regular chametz may be fed to animals. Rav also did not paskin like Rabbi Gamliel, even though he seems to be a machria, a compromise approach which we generally follow, because in reality Rabbi Gamliel is not considered a machria, because he makes a distinction between truma and chulin, which neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Meir even mentioned. The Gemara then finds other tanoim that seem to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that chametz may not be eaten in the fifth hour. First, Rav de Amr ki Haitana, Rav passes like Rabbi Yehuda because he holds like Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yehuda ish bar Taisa, who said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua that when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, we burn all chametz, even Truma Tahira, on Friday Yud Gimel Nisan, the 13th day of Nisan, with the exception of 2 meals worth, which may be eaten through the 4th hour on Shabbos Erev Pesach. The Chum disagree and say that Truma Tahira should not be burned, rather the entire Truma Tahara be left for Shabbos, perhaps guests will arrive who will eat it. However, the Gemara points out that perhaps when the Gemara says, Kavu halacha k'Rabbi Elazar ben Yehuda, it may only mean that we pass like him levair, to burn all the Truma Tahara before Shabbos, except for the 2 meals, but not regarding how long the Truma may be eaten Erev Pesach. Second, V'af Rebbe Sabal Hadar of Nachman. Rebbe also passed like Rabbi Yehuda in a case where somebody was watching chametz for another person and it was slowly getting ruined. Rebbe ruled for him to wait until the fifth hour to sell the chametz, presumably to a non-Jew, since at that time a Jew may no longer eat it. However, the Gemara says that maybe Rebbe meant to sell it to a Jew, and he holds like Reb Meir that it may still be eaten during the fifth hour. The reason he suggested selling it rather than eating it and reimbursing the owner was to avoid chashada, the appearance of wrongdoing, as we learned in the Braisa, Gabay Tzedaka ein parten la'atzman, ve'ein moichen la'atzman. Gabay Tzedaka may not make change or sell to themselves because they might be accused of reducing its value, as the pasuk says, V'yisem niki ma'ashem umi Yisrael. You should be clean in the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of other Jews. We must avoid any behavior that causes suspicion of doing an avera, even if we are not actually doing an aver. The Gemara next returns to that which the Mishnah said, V'oidam Rabbi Yehuda, Shtei Chalis. 2 loaves of Chalis Taida Psulais were placed on the bench in the Har HaBayis to inform the people when Chametz becomes Asra on Erev Pesach. The Gemara explains that the loaves were not left Al Gav HaItzdava, on the bench where nobody would be able to see it, but Al Gag HaItzdava, on the roof over the benches where it was clearly visible. The Mishnah refers to these loaves as Psulais, disqualified, on my Psulais. What about them was possible? The Gemara raises 3 possibilities. First, Amram Chanina, Mitech Shahayim Merubais Nifsalis Belina. A carbon tayid cannot be brought on Pesach because the carbon involves 10 lobes of chametz. It may not be brought on Erev Pesach either because Eimavin Kachim Lebes Absul. We may not bring a carbon at a time when the time frame within which it can be eaten is reduced, because it's likely that the carbon will not be eaten in its entirety and the leftovers will become pasul as nicer. The 10 loaves of chametz of a carbon taida brought Erev Pesach may only be eaten until chatzais, whereas a carbon taida brought all year round may be eaten all day and the following night. Therefore, most people who are obligated in a carbon taida would bring them Yud Gimel Nisan. Umitech Shehem Merubais Nifsalis Belina. Since there were so many, they cannot all be eaten, and some became pasul as nicer. Some of these loaves were used for the demonstration. Second, Shem Reb Yanai Amru Kasheres Hayu. Rabbi Yanai says they were actually kosher loaves, but were called pasul because shenishchat alein hazevach v'nishpachadam. The blood was spilled before they could sprinkle it on the mizbeach. Therefore, these loaves cannot become fit to eat without zrukas adam. They cannot be redeemed either because the Shechita rendered them Kedushas HaGuf. Since they will anyway be burned, they may be used for the demonstration. Third, Tana Mishum Reb Elazar Amru, Kesheiras Hayu. Reb Elazar holds the lobes were completely kosher. Taisa explains that they were used for the demonstration as follows. Reb Elazar holds, like Reb Gamliel, that Truma and Lachmei Taida may be eaten the entire fifth hour. They would remove the first loaf at the beginning of the fifth hour, when it can still be eaten, to indicate that Chulin may no longer be eaten. They would then remove the second loaf toward the end of the fifth hour, when it can still be eaten quickly, to indicate that the sixth hour is approaching and all chametz must be burned. Finally, Abishal teaches in the Braisa that they did not use loaves at all. Rather, shtei parois hayu chayushas b'har mishcha, the sign was that two cows would be plowing in Har HaZeisim. When one cow was removed, it was a sign that chametz may no longer be eaten. When both were removed, chametz must be burned.